Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J. Mornings with Zan.
Bright, just like the stars above me. Proud, just like my mother planned it.
Well, all rumours are that you two now live a long way away from each other.
How long
does the excitement last when you actually head back out on the road together in a confined space?
Maybe 25 minutes. I start getting anxiety the day before. I'm like, ew, I have to see her again. No, it's good. It's actually probably really good for us because I just was reading an interesting article on the Kills and I didn't realize that they were kind of transcontinental for a while. And I think it's really more common these days like that if you're in a band, you don't have to
live with your buddies. Yeah. We know lots of people who are in bands that play like a couple shows a year. In their case, maybe they might need to be closer, but We're with each other three weeks out of four. So
you do the unusual thing of taking turns on the songwriting, pretty much track for track.
Yeah,
so most bands don't do that. They have to work on a track together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough. Like I, as a person who sort of like would like everyone to live in the same city so we could, you know, all leave from one place, definitely sometimes it's tough, but definitely living in different places allows us to write from different perspectives because our lives are quite similar in the sense we're the same age and we were raised the same way and allows our music to have maybe a little more diversity and stuff. So
when you do write in that way, do you have complete control over that song that you wrote
or
do you have to relinquish a little bit?
I think we're control freaks within our own little organization, but certainly within our own little organization, we're open to suggestion. If you
pretty
give good suggestions, if you give bad ones, then we just fire you, replace you, and have you killed.
Tegan pretty much rolls over during the recording process. She'll be watching like hockey or something and I'll be like, I really think that you played the song in the wrong key and we just spent 2 weeks recording it in the wrong key. And she'll be like, what? Okay, whatever. Like, she
it's
does
true.
Not
I am,
care.
I'm very controlling in the leading up to it. But once we get to the studio, I really rely on Sarah's perspective. And I think Sarah and I always take producer credits because Sarah produces my music. And she's the one that tells me if it's crap or not. And if
I'm in the wrong key.
And in my case, I just am the one that, you know, cracks the whip. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to the studio in a week and you have none.
And the story goes that recently you had a lady throw a bra at you up on the stage. Was that sort of
well,
a
that
sign
was an
that
objective.
You made it?
That was an objective for this record as well.
Yeah,
you know what,
more
funnily
bra
enough,
throwing, please.
We are like probably some of the most asexual people ever. Like, I mean, not saying that we don't have our sexuality, you know, behind closed doors. But like, we're not like a sexual band. We're not like about like having people come and sexualize us. But like, since the beginning of time, I don't know if it's because we're kind of like easygoing or maybe people think we're cute or something. But like, even when
there was like five people, or just slutty.
but when there was like five people in the crowd, people would like be like, damn, or like, I like you. And we'd be like, ew, God, oh God. We're so shy.
I like the bras are better though. Like, there was a phase where people threw underwear on stage.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a bit
crusty.
Nobody
wants your
that's
underwear.
Really wrong. And it wasn't even cool underwear. Like, I was all like, I'm a size, blah, blah, blah. I want stripy underwear, bikini cut, please. Like, instead people are throwing gross, ugly, grandma-sized underwear up. But I'm like, that's a cheap bra. It's way smaller than I'm going to need. Yeah. Totally.
Don't you know underwire causes cancer? Like, you know, we're kind of too analytical for that whole stuff. I think people do it now just to tick us off.
People just think it's funny now. We wrote about not being objectified on our website because there was some like kind of gross comments being thrown out. And I just thought it was lame. And I was just kind of like, we're not that bad. If you want to just come get drunk and be rude and abusive, seriously, we're not interested. You can bring your record and we'll give you a refund. Because, like, we actually consider ourselves actual musicians, like actual songwriters. And we kind of take it seriously. And we have kind of a young audience. So when these like people would come and yell really gross things, and it wasn't just men, I mean, it was women too, I would like look down to the audience and see, you know, a 15-year-old girl looking up at me, and I'd just be like, oh, man.
Would you say anything, or you just let it go through the
show?
Well,
we do say stuff, but you know, you don't. The fact is that you don't want to make everyone in the club uncomfortable, and you also have to take into consideration that the PA doesn't sound necessarily clear and crisp as your brain, you know, inside your head does, so people aren't going to get the gist of what you're saying. So we used our website, which has a huge, you know, population, like, you know, people just come constantly with massive hits and a massive mailing list, and we thought this is a great place for us to talk about some of the things that matter to us. And one of the things that mattered to us was that, you know, people want to come to the show and say, hey, you're hot, or I love you, or have my baby, or let's get married. That is so different than some of the gross things that people were saying. And it was sort of like, let's find a balance, you know, let's find a balance where you can come and scream out, like some girl when we just played in Brisbane yelled out, I said our mom was on tour with us, which she is, and just for fun, she doesn't always come with us, we're not geeks or anything, but this girl yelled out, your mom said I have cool hair. And I stopped the whole concert and I was like, I just think that's amazing. I call these people shouters, like the people who shout things out. And that was the most fascinating thing I'd ever heard yelled out.
It's very
like,
random.
What would make someone say that, you know? And then the girl's like, I was like, why did you say that? She's like, well, your mom said I have great hair. And I'm like, you do have great hair. And I think it's really awesome. What's your name? And I can't remember her name. Let's say it's like Shelly. She's like, my name's Shelly. It's like 500 people are standing there and you're like, okay, Shelly, you rock. And everyone cheers. And I'm like, that's cool, you know, because that's something everyone in the room can relate to, because haven't we all been at shows and wanted to yell something out? And haven't we all wanted to yell something about ourselves out? And in most cases, the band will ignore you. And in our case, we'll have a chat.
Can't start a fire.